Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Pink Floyd, and coming up this weekend at the Sanger Theater, the Australian Pink Floyd show is going to be in town. They got together in 1988. They started just playing clubs and bars in Adelaide, and then they became a band that started to get international attention in UK and France and even the United States. The Australian Pink Floyd show is arguably the ultimate and most authentic Pink Floyd tribute band in the world, and they've taken a concept and turned it into a worldwide tour. They're going to be at the Sanger. Sunday
the 25th.
All right, Sunday, August 25th at the Sanger Theater. This is going to be amazing. We're going to talk to one of the members of the Australian Pink Floyd band coming up in the next hour. So hang on for that. The Saints are practicing in the Dome Friday night, and then Sunday the Saints will finish the preseason against the Tennessee Titans in the Caesars Superdome. And I'm just so forward to the season starting. It's almost happening. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to your calls. We've got a few things to get to first. We'll get to more of your texts coming in. I'm going to go to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and get some reaction to the blog that I wrote, which is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's titled, "Will the Dems' Message of Hope Beat Trump's Message of Despair?" A message of hope and the message of despair. Which are you more attracted to? We'll talk about that. I will get some of your reaction on the Scoot on their Facebook page. You still have time to react, and we'll get to that later this hour. Former President Bill Clinton gave Donald Trump the business last night at the DNC. And we'll get to that here in just a second. Let's see, what else did I have to tell you? I really want to find out a little bit more about this this patenting of the scent of Crayola. Now, you know, I can smell the scent of crayons. You know, you open up the pack, especially like a new pack of crayons. Look, I'm going to admit, it's been a few years. It's not like I did this like last Friday, but the scent of crayon has been patented, and there's a special scent to it. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. All right, so former President Bill Clinton spoke last night, and he went at it when it comes to Donald Trump.
Former President Bill Clinton took his familiar slot at the Democratic convention, blasting Donald Trump as selfish. Clinton says Trump is all about himself, and the next time you hear him speak, don't count the lies.
Count the eyes.
Clinton says this election features a choice.
Kamala Harris for the people.
Versus the other guy.
He's about me, myself, and I.
Comparing Trump to a tenor warming up before going on stage.
By singing me, 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 me.
But when Harris is president.
Every day will begin with you, 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 you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I got to tell you, I mentioned this in the crossover with Neil Norman earlier. Man, watching Bill Clinton last night, even though I'm younger than him, he made me feel a hell of a lot younger than him. He's aged a bit. I'm not being critical. I'm making an observation here. Speaker Emerita, that's her title? That former Speaker of the House, Speaker Emerita, Nancy Pelosi. She got up on the stage, and she had nothing but nice things to say about her fellow Californian.
I've known Kamala Harris for decades. Personally, I know her a person of deep faith, which is reflected in her community care and service. Officially, she is a leader of strength and wisdom and eloquence on policy, most recently demonstrated fighting for women's right to choose.
Democrats were not the only ones taking the stage last night and bashing Donald Trump.
At the Democratic National Convention, Olivia Troy, a former aide to Vice President Mike Pence, described a fraught scene when she left the executive branch 4 years ago.
Being inside Trump's White House was terrifying. But what keeps me up at night is what'll happen if he gets back there. The guardrails are gone. The few adults in the room the first time resigned or were fired.
And Jeff Duncan, the former Republican lieutenant governor of Georgia, told the Democrats,
"If Republicans are being intellectually honest with ourselves, our party is not civil or conservative. It's chaotic and crazy. And the only thing left to do is dump Trump."
And Troy suggested fellow Republicans vote for the Democratic ticket.
"You aren't voting for a Democrat. You're voting for democracy. You aren't betraying our party. You're standing up for our country."
I'm Ben Thomas.
You know, those are powerful thoughts. And, you know, isn't it amazing how many people were so close to Donald Trump and say such ugly, really just despicable things about him? These are people who were really, really close to him and saw him away from the stage and behind closed doors. And they have a lot of negative things to say about him. And one extremely famous and well-loved registered independent lent her support to Harris and Walz.
Oprah Winfrey took to the stage here in Chicago saying, "We are not so different from our neighbors.
When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No, we just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady, well, we try to get that cat out too."
Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
And Oprah made a very specific call to Americans in the political center. Americans like me, who are radical moderates, who are moderate Republicans, moderate Democrats, Americans who are not part of the MAGA movement, who still might not be sure who they're going to vote for and who is best for the country.
"I'm calling on all you independents and all you undecideds. You know this is true. You know I'm telling you the truth, that values and character matter most of all. Let us choose freedom. Why? Because that's the best of America. We're all Americans, and together, let's all choose Kamala Harris."
As he accepted the vice presidential nomination, Governor Tim Walz highlighted his football background.
Tim Walz leaned heavily into his football coach background to rally Democrats as he accepted the vice presidential nomination. Even before Walz spoke,
"Come on out, Scarlets."
Members of his state title football team took the stage.
"We ran a 44 defense. We played through to the whistle on every single play."
Walz noted he's not used to giving speeches like this, but is well-versed in pep talks.
"Let me finish with this, team. It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field."
Saying the job now is to get in the trenches and do the blocking and tackling. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, and I think it was J.D. Vance who was making fun of Tim Walz, saying, well, he wasn't the head coach, he was an assistant coach. Was J.D. Vance a head coach? Anyway, Governor Walz really leaned into his background as an educator as well.
"A 40-something high school teacher with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher. Never. We're all here tonight for one beautiful, simple reason. We love this country."
Last night, there was a touching moment with Tim Walz's son, Gus, in the audience. And even the commentators on Fox News were talking about this touching moment. And it's maybe a time to just put politics aside and see the human side of somebody. And this is what conventions do. They have an opportunity to show the human side of candidates and those involved in the campaign. And Tim Walz's son is ADHD, and I think has another issue that he's dealing with. But, you know, when his dad was up there talking, at one point he just stood up and said, "That's my dad! That's my dad!" And anybody who's a father could put politics aside and realize how great it is when you realize your son is proud of you. All right, this is still an issue. The issue of war in Gaza, it lurks in the background. And one family of a Hamas hostage took the stage in the arena last night.
The parents of a 23-year-old American taken hostage by Hamas during the October 7th attack on Israel have given a speech at the Democratic National Convention. They were greeted with an extended standing ovation and chants by thousands of Democratic delegates in Chicago. The parents of Hirsch Goldberg Paulin pleaded for the release of the dozens of people who continue to be held captive in Gaza. Here's his father, John Paulin.
This is a political convention. But needing our only son and all of the cherished hostages home is not a political issue. It is a humanitarian issue.
The parents steered clear of politics, but said President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are working tirelessly for a deal to release the hostages and end the fighting in Gaza. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
All right, 55 protesters were arrested outside of the Israeli consulate in Chicago. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling said this was not a peaceful sit-in.
We had a group that showed up. And they showed up with the intent on committing acts of violence, vandalism. That was their intent. Last night was a danger to our city and a danger to our citizens in this city. Our residents, property, and CPD had to protect that.
You know, anything beyond a peaceful protest needs to be dealt with by law enforcement, period. If you're on hold, stay with us. I promise, as soon as we come out of this break, we're going to start getting right to your calls. Ian's got some texts to get to coming up. So stay with us. We're coming right back with more. You know, as I was watching Bill Clinton last night, a song came to mind, and I thought I would share it with you. And I wonder if you had the same thoughts that I had last night. Bill Clinton really seems to have aged, has aged a lot. Still a good speaker, but he seemed to have aged a lot. And I thought about this song when I was watching him last night. You know, this song is about, it's kind of a sad song. Stevie Nicks wrote this about her dad and her. And it's about something we all deal with. It's about getting older, but you can be positive about it. But I think I was a little surprised. It's been a while since I've seen Bill Clinton, and he seems to have aged. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Thursday afternoon, getting close to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you are with us this afternoon. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Bayou Vista. Jennifer, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
Sporadic listener, because I work deep sea. So
what you work deep sea? What do you mean?
I work on a ship, shipping grain for the UN World Food Program.
Wow.
So 6 months a year, I'm not, I can't hear you.
Right. I'm impressed.
But
I'm impressed.
I am a first-time caller.
Wait, a first-time caller? Oh, man, we've got to give you some treatment here, Jennifer. Jennifer is a first-time caller, an FTC. Jennifer, What has you calling in today?
Well, you had asked about evidence for illegals being registered to vote.
Well, I simply said that illegals are illegal. It's illegal for illegals to vote.
Yes, and it is.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The AG of Texas, Paxton.
Yeah.
He is doing an investigation about MPOs outside the DMV that are registering what he can only imagine as people who are unqualified to vote based on the Moto Voter, where when you go to get a driver's license,
okay,
if you're qualified, you automatically. So this is a, but also Project Outlook did a poll, and in the poll, 14% of the illegals they had polled said they were registered to vote. So this is two examples.
Yeah.
And one is the AG of Texas, Paxton. That's not like some kook news.
Well, yes, he is.
He's a
total kook job. I mean, he's facing criminal charges. He's a right wing radical, and that's the nicest thing I could say about him. So I'm glad he's investigating. But I mean, obviously, this is what he wants to do: launch an investigation into this, like it's a big deal. If illegals are trying to register, they should be stopped because it is illegal, and the people who are registering.
Well, they're trying.
Well, then they
it's
need to.
It's the NPOs that are. I think they're misleading the illegals to think that we can register you, and it'll be okay, because Project Outlook said when they took a poll among illegals, and 14% said they were registered. They had been registered in.
Well, first of all, let's talk about. I mean, are you talking about illegals that are just coming across the border? 14% of them said they were registered.
No, this is state of Georgia. This was in the Project Outlook in the state of Georgia took a poll among illegals, and 14% of those polled said they had been registered to vote. And they could vote.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean it's true. Illegals might say that. I mean, they're illegal. If they're illegal, they're here illegally. Why would you trust what they say? I mean, if there's an investigation there, if that's a real accurate number, it's still small enough. 14% of illegal immigrants is a pretty small number in the state of Georgia. That's not going to change the outcome of an election. But if this is happening, it needs to be investigated. But man, don't you dare think that Texas AG Paxton is some kind of reputable politician, because he is a total whack job.
I don't know. You said you wanted an example, so
I found an example.
I thought he was. Well, it's not like some kook, subscribed website that's like, what's that lady's name that calls in all the time? I do listen when I'm home. I'm only home 6 months of the year, but I live every day. I'm home for 6 months. I listen, and 6 months I'm, around the world delivering grain to third world countries.
Well, Jennifer, listen, I'm really impressed with what you do. It's a really exciting job. I'm assuming it is. I'm really glad you called the show. I'm going to look into this, but
please do, because I'm not exactly sure, but I know you had said you were looking for examples. Well, I can, like an AG, that's pretty.
No, but again, he's not reputable. I mean, he was voted by right-wing radicals into the position of being the Attorney General of Texas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a right-wing, he's a whack job. So, we don't give him much credit on this show. Just because he's in that position doesn't mean he deserves credit. But Jennifer, listen, I enjoyed our conversation. I appreciate your listening to our show the 6 months that you're here.
Well, and you educated me, because I thought Attorney General... That would be like someone you could trust.
There are a lot of bad people who are in responsible positions, and it's a shame. But look, Ian wants to add something here.
Jennifer, do you know about the Odyssey app?
No, sir.
So Odyssey is our parent company, and they have an app, the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And if you download the Odyssey app, then you can look for WWL Radio on there. and then you can listen on your phone. I don't know what your like cell phone service like is.
We can even send emails.
Okay, I was going to see.
There's lots of places of dead spaces. You might think you can get internet all around the world.
Yeah,
there's lots of places you can get internet.
Well, if you're at port somewhere that has cell phone service and that, you go ahead and get that Odyssey app and you can take us with you.
All right, well, Jennifer,
oh, no, I do listen in port. When we're in port, especially South America or North America. But like Asia or Africa, we can't get to it all. I'm sorry.
Well, Jennifer, safe travels around the world.
Yeah.
And, thanks for listening to our show.
Keep in touch, Jennifer.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, just because somebody's attorney general doesn't mean they're reputable. I mean, Paxton is a piece of work. So he would launch an investigation just for the purpose of sending a message out there. We're investigating illegals who are registering to vote, even though there might not be credible information. So that doesn't sound credible to me. As far as the Outlook company, was it Tragic Outlook or what was it?
Project Outlook.
14% of illegals say they're registered to vote. I mean, I don't know if you can trust the interview with the illegals, first of all. And secondly, look, we know that there are people who cheat. And we know that there's cheating in every election. There was cheating in the election that Donald Trump won. But the cheating does not amount to the point of changing the outcome of an election. And so there are going to be sporadic things that happen. And, I know the right could easily argue, well, why would you listen to an illegal immigrant if they're illegal? And illegals cannot vote. And so if they show up at the polls, they can't vote. If somebody has illegally registered them to vote, then those people need to be arrested and dealt with properly.
I read a little bit about this because I saw the Paxton press release come out, and I checked it. This was a couple days ago. It is screwed up that people who are not eligible to vote are getting registered to vote. What I discovered in my research about this topic is that they are not doing that on purpose. That is a clerical error. Somehow they get rounded into a packet of people that are registered to vote. It doesn't mean they are voting. It doesn't mean they could show up at the voting booth and cast a ballot and that ballot is going to be counted. There are other countermeasures in place to keep them from casting a ballot, even if they are a registered voter. So they shouldn't be getting registered in the first place. Don't get it wrong. Don't spin me wrong about this. They shouldn't be being registered to vote, but that doesn't mean they are voting.
Good point. Okay, and speaking of Janice is on WWL. Janice, welcome to the show.
Yes, how you doing today?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Good.
No, there was a man that called you earlier. I think his name might have been Mike. He was talking about, inflation and everything. And, yes, I had some work done here at the house. And what is happening is that when people do that, the materials that are used do cost more than they used to. And there are people, so much talking about inflation and everything, but there are other people that really don't care anything about inflation, and it's not affecting them at all because they're no longer here, such as Lake and Riley, and then there was a mother of five, and a lady and her son in Colorado in a vehicle, and those poor two teenagers a few weeks ago right here in Louisiana. You always like to ask people, how does this affect you? Okay, I don't want people being killed by illegals or be it drunk driving in any other way. I don't want that to happen to anybody. But the bottom line here, for me anyway, and should be for everybody, inflation's important. I'm not saying it isn't. But that border and these people flowing into our country should be number one. And that would be a major reason to vote for Trump. I don't care for his personality, his demeanor. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's not so bad, but sometimes it sucks. I'll admit that. But I am looking at policies, and we cannot continue to let these people come in the way they're coming in, into our country. They're not all bad people. They're not all criminals. But even those people, once they put their foot over that border, they have broken our rule of law. And, you know, they need to do it the right way and fill out the paperwork and get the criminal background check and the medical background check and all of this sort of thing, you know? And so I think that the open border is vitally important. If you care about your family, your loved ones, yourself, or even people you don't know. These people that I've just mentioned that have been killed, I don't know them. I don't know the 13-year-old girl that was raped, but I feel terribly sorry for her and her family.
Well, Janice, do you think the border is open right now?
Of course it is. Okay. Who are you, my Marcus? You're going to try to tell me it's closed?
Border crossings are at a 3-year low.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It just tell that to
just,
the families.
I'm just. I know, Janice, but I pointed out. I pointed out the other day. I pointed out the other day when a 26-year-old was shot and killed on Bourbon Street, and the person who shot him was an American citizen, apparently. And I told the audience that it's interesting that Janice doesn't call in when an American kills an American, but if this guy had been killed by an illegal, Janice would be calling the show, and his death is sad either way.
Let me get this straight. I do care when anybody is killed. If I kill you, I'd give my own
Well, it doesn't
death
sound
penalty.
It doesn't
I'd
sound like it because you're not voted to. You're, I mean, you're not motivated to call when it's an American killing an American. You're only motivated to call the show if an illegal kills an American.
Well,
and I find that sad.
I don't know how often you talk about that topic, but you're always talking about the politics. The thing is, there are people that would be alive this moment if it wasn't for that open border. And yes, it is open.
Well, it's not open, Janet. When's the last time you were there?
Yes, it is open.
When's the last time you were there?
Yes, it is open.
When's the last time you were there?
It is open. And under Kamala Harris, it's going to remain open.
When's the last time?
She wants to close detention centers.
When's the last time you were there? How can you counter the statistics that the illegal border crossings are at a 3-year low if you haven't been to the border?
Look, let me tell you something. I don't care if it's at a 1-point low.
Right,
Anybody that can walk over that border and get in here and kill somebody.
But why do you have such definite information about the border right now? When were you there?
Well, let me ask you this. When was Kamala there, after all? She's never been to Europe.
She's never been to
and
Europe.
When asked
that's, it sounds like
and
you're...
And when asked it, if
it sounds
been to
like
the border,
you,
that's, that was
it,
her
it
response.
It sounds like you don't want to answer the question, so you're diverting
the conversation. I'm telling you that border is open.
Okay, Janice.
The border is open.
All
People
right.
are being killed.
All right,
this
Janice.
Isn't a Texas thing. It's
all right.
an R-50.
All right, Janice.
Look at the teenagers just a few weeks
all right,
ago.
Janice.
I wouldn't want to be their parents, the
all right,
boy
Janice.
And
I
the girl.
Wouldn't, I wouldn't either.
That's very sad. It really is, and it has got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is if we vote in the man that's going to stop it.
What about the Americans that were killed by illegal immigrants when Trump was president? Why don't you ever mention that?
All right. Well, that was sad, too, and that never should have happened. But at least Trump was working on closing that border. Do
all
you
right.
know that when Biden got in, there were materials that were going to be used to do the border, and he got rid of them. I think he sold them.
Yeah, well, Janice, we're not going to repeat that conversation.
Of course we're not going to repeat that.
Well, we're not.
You don't
want to
repeat
gonna,
that.
We're going to move on because the border, I mean, the wall is not going to stop the problem. And if you think the wall is going to stop the problem, then, you know something that I don't know. But, it's just, again, Janice is a microcosm for a lot of people who support Donald Trump. But not everybody who supports Donald Trump, because there are some intelligent people who support Donald Trump. I'm not saying Janice isn't intelligent, but she is convinced the border's open, even though border crossings have now reached a 3-year low. All right. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2012, presidential candidate Mitt Romney was yet another Republican candidate who got in trouble for using music at an event that the band didn't want him to use. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister protested his use of the band's song, We're Not Gonna Take It. There's a long history of bands criticizing Republicans for using their music when they're not appropriately getting rights to use it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. You know, this show is really about freedom of speech. But it's also about the freedom to say nonsensical things. It's also about the freedom to say stuff that is just not simply not true. Now, I haven't been to the border, but there are reliable sources that indicate the border is not wide open. But there are right-wing radical shows and right-wing radical social media outlets that are trying to convince Republicans that the border's wide open. It's not. The border is a crisis. God, somebody called yesterday, and he was mad at me for doing something that I do, which is talk about how the border's a crisis. He says, I never talk about that. I talk about it all the time, but I can't do anything other than that. The border is a crisis. It's been a crisis for a long time. It was a crisis when Trump was president. It's been a crisis for a long time. It's going to take a long time to fix it. And Donald Trump's not going to come along and fix it in one or two days. So it's a problem. And there are people who do come into this country legally. But there are far too many who come illegally. I do not support open borders. I do not support illegals coming into this country illegally that don't belong here. I do not support that. I want to be clear about that. But when I hear people just get maniacal, the border's open, the border's open, the border's open, the border's open. You know, when I hear that, I wonder, you know, there was a time when Janice was screaming every day or every other day she'd call the show and she was screaming about the drag queens, the drag queens, the drag queens are ruining this country. She was talking, her mission was the drag queens. Now it's the border. And so what I find is that some people just pick up on certain things and it's what's being driven from right-wing radical sites. And people bite. Man, it's like throwing a gollywopper, you know, in the middle of a school of fish. Gollywopper's a lure. Well, it used to be when I was growing up. I don't know if they still have gollywoppers. Anyway, fish bite on it. And so they throw out this bait and people bite on it. And then, you know, and then we hear about it on the show. But it's gone from drag queens to the border. And it might be something else at another point. Look, all of these things are issues. I mean, drag queens are not really an issue, but, you know, the right has made it an issue. But in any event, the border's a problem. And it's been a problem for a long time. And Kamala Harris's original mission of going to other countries and trying to find out what could be done to make life better there so people don't want to come here, that really is a noble cause that really might actually work. The problem is things are so bad in these countries, people want to come to America. But we cannot let them all in. We can't, and we shouldn't. So make no mistake about my position on this. Fox News had to cut short a Donald Trump campaign speech when he talked about the election being rigged. I guess when they paid that big fine, Fox News learned its lesson about lying about the results of the 2020 election. Ian's got some text messages for
us. Here's a text message that says, tell Janice to watch out for the thousands of drag queen illegal immigrants crossing the borders right now to illegally vote for Biden.
I know. And you know, when they cross the border, they're wearing dresses, they're going commandos, they're exposing their testicles as they cross the border. It's a horrible thing.
Here's a text that says, border crossings are at a 3-year low. All under Biden's administration. The previous administrations, Trump and Obama, had fewer crossings. Fact.
Wait, the Obama administration. Okay, yes. Yeah,
true.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, but people think that it was the absolute lowest under Donald Trump.
You know, I think with this, this fails to maybe kind of account for, and I don't know, this is just a text message. I don't know if this person has a broader view of this or not. But like, if you're judging, the mayor shoveled more snow in the fall, in the winter of 2024 than they did in 2023, you may just consider that it wasn't snowing that much in 2023. You know what I mean? Like, things, yep. There's a reason out migration from those countries is increasing over time because they're increasingly impossible to live there.
Yeah.
So if there's more border crossings now than there were a couple of years ago, I'm not saying that these things don't have anything to do with border policies. Of course they do, but correlation is not causation.
You know what I mean? And talk about the human beings with their children that will go that far, will walk from Central America to the United States. That ain't no walk around the block, that will walk that far to try to get in this country. I would trade some of those people for the American citizens who are sitting on their butts and living off the government and not doing a damn thing. All right. Got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. More calls and more of your texts are coming up. Plus, coming up in the next hour, comments from the SOTA Facebook page about the blog that I wrote. Will Dems' message of hope beat Trump's message of despair? Yeah. And by the way, don't let Donald Trump tell you that the ratings are bigger for the Republican National Convention because we've got the facts and the ratings are bigger for the Democratic National Convention. Why is that? Why are more people watching the Democratic National Convention? I've got a theory on this. I'll share that with you. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2011, Nick Ashford, part of the husband and wife team of Ashford and Simpson, died of complications from throat cancer. He was 70 years old. This was their big hit, Solid. Solid as a rock. I was supposed to interview Ashford and Simpson, and something came up, and I had to leave town. This was for a TV show I was doing back in the, I don't know, I guess it was the 80s or 90s. So I asked the producer, set it up for Ashford and Simpson to interview each other. And it was really cool because Nick Ashford asked his wife, he said, so when you're traveling in these other cities and I'm not with you and some gentleman approaches you and comes on to you, how do you handle that? And man, she came up with some answer, but I just thought it was really interesting how it turned out that I had them interview each other because I couldn't be there to interview them. That was one of the
questions. That is very clever.
Isn't that?
I love that. Yeah.
But that was really great that he asked that question. That was, it was an honest question. And it, right there, we had the answer. She came up with some word salad that I guess he was satisfied with.
Well, it's too late to interview Ashford and Simpson, but maybe I can get Ashley Simpson for you.
That would be fun. All right, look, a lot more still to come. We got a lot of people on hold, a lot of text to get to, and some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the Democrats presenting hope and Donald Trump presenting despair. Which one's going to work? And why are more people watching the Democratic convention over the Republican convention? More on this coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, this show is really about freedom of speech, but it's also about the freedom to say nonsensical things. It's also about the freedom to say stuff that is just not simply not true. Now, I haven't been to the border, but there are reliable sources that indicate the border is not wide open. But there are right-wing radical shows and right-wing radical social media outlets that are trying to convince Republicans that the border's wide open. It's not. The border is a crisis. God, somebody called yesterday, and he was mad at me for doing something that I do, which is talk about how the border's a crisis. He says, I never talk about that. I talk about it all the time. But I can't do anything other than that. The border is a crisis. It's been a crisis for a long time. It was a crisis when Trump was president. It's been a crisis for a long time. It's going to take a long time to fix it. And Donald Trump's not going to come along and fix it in one or two days. So it's a problem. And there are people who do come into this country legally. But there are far too many who come in illegally. I do not support open borders. I do not support illegals coming into this country illegally that don't belong here. I do not support that. I want to be clear about that. But when I hear people just get maniacal, the border's open, the border's open, the border's open, the border's open. You know, when I hear that, I wonder, you know, there was a time when Janice was screaming every day or every other day she'd call the show and she was screaming about the drag queens, the drag queens, the drag queens are ruining this country. She was talking, her mission was the drag queens. Now it's the border. And so what I find is that some people just pick up on certain things, and it's what's being driven from right-wing radical sites. And people bite. Man, it's like throwing a gollywopper, you know, in the middle of a school of fish. Gollywopper's a lure. Well, it used to be when I was growing up. I don't know if they still have gollywoppers. Anyway, fish bite on it. And so they throw out this bait and people bite on it. And then, you know, and then we hear about it on the show. But it's gone from drag queens to the border. And it might be something else at another point. Look, all of these things are issues. I mean, drag queens are not really an issue, but, you know, the right has made it an issue. But in any event, the border is a problem. And it's been a problem for a long time. And Kamala Harris's original mission of going to other countries and trying to find out what could be done to make life better there so people don't want to come here, that really is a noble cause that really might actually work. The problem is things are so bad in these countries, people want to come to America. But we cannot let them all in. We can't, and we shouldn't. So make no mistake about my position on this. Fox News had to cut short a Donald Trump campaign speech when he talked about the election being rigged. I guess when they paid that big fine, Fox News learned its lesson about lying about the results of the 2020 election. Ian's got some text messages for us.
Here's a text message that says, tell Janice to watch out for the thousands of drag queen illegal immigrants crossing the borders right now to illegally vote for Biden.
I know. And you know, when they cross the border, they're wearing dresses, they're going commandos, they're exposing their testicles as they cross the border. It's a horrible thing.
Here's a text that says, border crossings are at a three-year low. All under Biden's administration. The previous administrations, Trump and Obama, had fewer crossings. Fact.
Wait, the Obama administration. Okay, yes. Yeah,
true.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, but people think that it was the absolute lowest under Donald Trump.
You know, I think what this, this fails to maybe kind of account for, and I don't know, this is just a text message. I don't know if this person has a broader view of this or not. But like, if you're judging, the mayor shoveled more snow in the fall, in the winter of 2024 than they did in 2023, you may just consider that it wasn't snowing that much in 2023. You know what I mean? Like, things, there's a reason out migration from those countries is increasing over time because they're increasingly impossible to live there.
Yeah.
So if there's more border crossings now than there were a couple of years ago, I'm not saying that these things don't have anything to do with border policies. Of course they do, but correlation is not causation. You
and,
know what I mean?
And talk about the human beings with their children that will go that far, will walk from Central America to the United States. That ain't no walk around the block, that will walk that far to try to get in this country. I would trade some of those people for the American citizens who are sitting on their butts and living off the government and not doing a damn thing. All right. Got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. More calls and more of your texts are coming up. Plus, coming up in the next hour, comments from the SOTA Facebook page about the blog that I wrote. Will Dems' message of hope beat Trump's message of despair? Yeah. By the way, don't let Donald Trump tell you that the ratings are bigger for the Republican National Convention because we've got the facts and the ratings are bigger for the Democratic National Convention. Why is that? Why are more people watching the Democratic National Convention? I've got a theory on this. I'll share that with you. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2011, Nick Ashford, part of the husband and wife team of Ashford and Simpson, died of complications from throat cancer. He was 70 years old. This was their big hit, Solid. Solid as a rock. I was supposed to interview Ashford and Simpson, and something came up, and I had to leave town. This was for a TV show I was doing back in the, I guess it was the 80s or 90s. So I asked the producer, set it up for Ashford and Simpson to interview each other. And it was really cool because Nick Ashford asked his wife, he said, so when you're traveling in these other cities and I'm not with you and some gentleman approaches you and comes on to you, how do you handle that? And man, she came up with some answer, but I just thought it was really interesting how it turned out that I had them interview each other because I couldn't be there to interview them. That was one of the questions.
That is very clever.
Isn't that?
I love that. Yeah.
But that was really great that he asked that question. That was, it was an honest question. And it, right there, we had the answer. She came up with some flowing, some word salad that I guess he was satisfied with.
Well, it's too late to interview Ashford and Simpson, but maybe I can get Ashley Simpson for you.
That would be fun. All right, look, a lot more still to come. We got a lot of people on hold, a lot of text to get to, and some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the Democrats presenting hope and Donald Trump presenting despair. Which one's going to work? And why are more people watching the Democratic convention over the Republican convention? More on this coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2011, Nick Ashford, part of the husband and wife team of Ashford and Simpson, died of complications from throat cancer. He was 70 years old. This was their big hit, Solid. Solid as a rock. I was supposed to interview Ashford and Simpson, and something came up, and I had to leave town. This was for a TV show I was doing back in the, I don't know, I guess it was the 80s or 90s. So I asked the producer, set it up for Ashford and Simpson to interview each other. And it was really cool because Nick Ashford asked his wife, he said, so when you're traveling in these other cities and I'm not with you and some gentleman approaches you and comes on to you, how do you handle that? And man, she came up with some answer, but I just thought it was really interesting how it turned out that I had them interview each other because I couldn't be there to interview them. That was one of the
questions. That is very clever.
Isn't that?
I love that. Yeah.
But that was really great that he asked that question. That was, it was an honest question. And it, right there, we had the answer. She came up with some word salad that I guess he was satisfied with.
Well, it's too late to interview Ashford and Simpson, but maybe I can get Ashley Simpson for you.
That would be fun. All right, look, a lot more still to come. We got a lot of people on hold, a lot of text to get to, and some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the Democrats presenting hope and Donald Trump presenting despair. Which one's going to work? And why are more people watching the Democratic convention over the Republican convention? More on this coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.